Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what is happening, y'all? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. April 1st, 2021. And yes, I'm not going to play an April Fool joke on y'all. I haven't gotten it all day, so I'm not going to do that to y'all, K-State fam. But I'm going to say this. Y'all can catch us, the Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And of course, episode 49 was up on Monday. That's going to be up along with the rest of our episodes. There's a lot of good content there. Please check us out. We've moved Big 5-0 to next week due to Easter this weekend. So definitely check us out. Get caught up because we got Big 5-0 next weekend. We got a special guest to be on. Me, of course, my co-host Alex. And we got a special guest for y'all next week. Can't wait to get to that. But here, real quick, here, more basketball news. Obviously, the Final Four is this weekend. More in the weekly edition coming at y'all tomorrow on the Pro Project Podcast on that. But for K-State, obviously, the last time I was on here, I talked about Mark Smith transferring in here. And now, you get more of a score now. Huge, huge land here in Manhattan, Kansas. None other than another transfer. So, literally, when I uploaded that episode of the Daily on Tuesday night, just got word of this news, too. So, yeah. Apparently, this happened while I was recording the Mark Smith transfer. But anyway, let's get to this real quick. K-State getting a veteran point guard from Arkansas, Little Rock. His name is Marquise Noel. Little guy, 5'7". But this guy, from what I've read some articles here today and yesterday, looks like he can shoot the basketball. And this dude has put in work and continues. He's like the underdog, right? At least from what I've read anyways. He goes in the gym, works hard, or continues work on the shot. Good game or bad game. So, but this guy, from what he's told a couple reporters here in town, that he's very confident about his shot. And, of course, he's pretty accurate as well. But he's a little, so here's some of his numbers right here. More than Mark Smith. K-State needs shooters. we have alliterated this time and time again here this year on the podcast. And all of us, K-State, now it's 4-3. Now with losses, and they gain Mike McGurl back, obviously, but they already got transfer Smith, and now you're getting this guy, this cat, Noel, average 14 points a game, almost 5 assists in his career with Arkansas Little Rock, over 68 games, and he shot close to 40% from downtown as well. So K-State, a big nugget here about him, he was an All-American in his sophomore season when he helped his former school, Arkansas Little Rock, to a conference championship as well. He has obviously some unique set of skills that he brings to the table as well. This is what K-State needs. And they're getting it with Marquise Noel. And that's pretty much this. This is the offseason, so K-State has struck gold twice here in a span of probably less than 3 days. We talked about it on this past weekly edition of the podcast that they needed to hit the transfer portal. They needed to hit somewhere. So Mark Smith, one of them, and now you get Marquise Noel on this end as well. So K-State, Bruce Weber here. You need to score the basketball. So again, I'm saying it on another daily edition of Triple P. K-State needs shooters. We all know Bruce Weber knows about his defense. It's good. They're one of the better defense if they're on point in the Big 12. And now you're starting to get shooters here after you lose the more inconsistent play. You got Antonio Gordon, Dejuan Gordon. They had their games, good games, but when they were bad, they are bad. So you need guys that can give you consistent play and give yourself a chance to win ball games, and that's what you're going to get. That's what you could get from Mark Smith and Marquise Noel, two transfers coming to the Little Apple, folks, for Bruce Weber. So huge get once again for the men's basketball team. Obviously, more on the baseball team as they're going to be getting ready to play Texas Tech here in Toyton Family Stadium tomorrow. More on that on the weekend edition of the podcast coming out. I'll be coming at you tomorrow night as well. So K-State men's basketball making moves off the court, getting big in the transfer portal. Eddie Greer III. Once again, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.